purple and blue dyed fabrics capture the imagination of the Greco-Roman world since Alexander the Great raided the tomb of the Persian Emperor Cyrus and got his first glimpse of them. They were highly prized and sought after, as the Roman naturalist Pliny the Elder writes. It brightens every garment and shares with gold the glory of the triumph. For these reasons, we must pardon the mad desire for purple. Eventually, the Roman emperors enacted regulations against wearing, then selling, and then even owning purple argaman and trelet for anyone other than the nobility. At one point, violating these restrictions was considered a crime tantamount to treason, punishable by death. These restrictions find echo in the writings of Chazal, who often use code to avoid the suspicion of Roman censors. For example, we have a story of two men smuggling trelet from Israel to Babel who were caught by a great eagle and miraculously escaped its talons. Similarly, Rav Yossi meets a fisherman whose livelihood is catching the chilazon snail to make trelet. The old man complains that the snails are guarded by poisonous spiders. These sinister creatures who impede the wearing of trelet are none other than a metaphor for the Romans. Expensive, difficult, and dangerous as it was, Jews continue nonetheless to wear trelet when possible, out of their great love for this beautiful mitzvah.